Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Terrio is the county clerk for McHenry County. He joins us on WGN. Hi, Joe. It's John. How are you today?
Hey, John. Doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Am I doing your name correctly? Joe Terrio, right?
That's exactly right.
How's the voting going in your county, sir?
It is brisk, John. It really is brisk. You know, normally this period of early voting sees very little activity. People who are planning to leave the country or whatever, and we'll get a handful of people come through the office. We're at over 1,400 since we started, and that is some kind of record, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah. So are there people in line there right now?
We don't have a line as of a few minutes ago, but it has been steady all day long.
And I guess, you know, I can hear it in your voice. You're kind of encouraged by that, huh?
I think it's great. I think it's great when people vote any way they want to vote, in person, early election day, by mail. I'm glad to see people participating in their government.
Now, is this just the one super site you have in McHenry County, or are they voting in person at a lot of places in your county?
Only one site at this point through October 19th, and then it'll open up to other locations. But right now, and typically this is done in my office, we'll set up a couple machines for the handful of people that'll come through. But now it's a full-on, like an early other early voting sites.
Yeah, right. And is there any concern? I get all kinds of questions, concerns, and comments. What are you hearing from the people?
You know what I'm hearing from? I'm not hearing so much in terms of concerns. I'm hearing that they're grateful to be able to vote in person. They seem themselves excited to be here and to do it. And not hearing a lot in terms of concerns, really.
I presume they have a mask on. They're social distancing. You're doing everything you can to minimize contact between the judges and the people.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've gotten it down to a point now where there's really only point of sort of communal contact, if you will, are the pens that they use. And we've ordered thousands upon thousands of them, and we disinfect them and then recirculate them. But we have quite a collection. So, yeah, there's very little need to have contact. And the people have been really great about distancing and wearing the masks and all that. It's really been a great experience so far.
As a public official, do you have a preferred way for people to vote?
You know, not just as a public official, but as just a regular voter, early voting for me is the most convenient way to do it. I still get the patriotic feel of seeing my ballot go into the tabulator and feeling I'm doing my part. There's a paper record in McHenry County, so you can look at the ballot and read it before you put it in there and make sure that's exactly what you want to do. So to me, it's the best of both worlds. There's hardly ever a line historically, although this year could be a little different. But you can go to any of the polling places that are available to you. So that's really what I prefer and recommend to others.
If I vote by mail in McHenry County, though, is there a way for me to track it the way I might a package with UPS or something like that?
Indeed, there is. So later today, we'll be putting up on our website instructions on how to register for alerts and how to check your ballot's progress. And so they'll be able to get alerts either by text, email, or even a voice phone call. So this is the first time we're doing that for McHenry County. We're very excited about it.
Are you worried about voter fraud or just voter error, people getting it wrong somehow, given the various ways I can vote?
You know, I'm I'm less worried about voter fraud than I am voter error. And that's another reason why I'm emphasizing people to vote early, even if they're voting by mail.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate for someone to, wait to the last minute in any of those circumstances, have something wrong. I mean, you could show up to the wrong polling place on election day and find yourself in some sort of a fix. So really, I'm encouraging people vote early in person or by mail. And if there is a problem, then that gives us some extra time to get it straightened out.
Joe Terrio's on a phone line, McHenry County Clerk. People are kind of curious about these drop boxes. Are those new inventions for this election?
They are, and in fact, they are only legal for this election. So January 1st, they no longer become legal unless there's a change in the law. So we have one outdoor 24/7 accessible drop box, and that's here at the county building, 667 Ware Road in Woodstock. And then starting October 19th, we'll have four more co-located in some of our early voting locations. And they can find those on our website, McHenryCountyClerk.com. So they have four other locations that they can drop ballots off.
How are you safeguarding that one that's 24/7?
You know, it's made out of quarter-inch stainless steel. It's bolted into a slab of 5 or 6 inch concrete with 4 3/4 inch bolts. It's protected by cast iron cement filled bollards. It's observed by multiple cameras. It's lit 24/7. So besides that, not much.
It's not inside a library or police station or post office, though. It's outside.
It's outside. It's outside. It's even drive-up accessible. So you don't even have to get out of your car. You can drive up and put your ballot in there.
Yeah. That's not a concern of mine. I know that some of our listeners have called in and said, gee, somebody could set it fire or run it over or steal the ballots or compromise them somehow. How long have you been a county clerk, Joe?
So I've been a clerk since 2018. I was recorder since 2016.
So for the last 4 years, you've been a little bit around this business. I mean, has it been your experience that there's much interest in manipulating the vote in any way?
I've not seen any locally, and I can't speak to other states and their processes, but it would really take a concerted effort among a number of criminals who would have to trust each other enough that none of them would give up the other, lest they all be subject to serious federal penalties to create enough fraud to change a substantial election. I'm not saying that fraud doesn't exist. I'm not saying that errors don't happen. But to intentionally make a major change in a major election would be quite the operation. And with all the safeguards, it's hard to do.
No, I think you're speaking the truth there. And yet, a couple of my listeners have called in to say today that they got two ballots, either two envelopes or one envelope with two ballots in the mail. Have you heard of anything like that?
I've not from McHenry County, no.
Yeah.
And even if that were the case, one ballot for one envelope for one voter, and I can say in McHenry County, we have a number of safeguards in place that prevent more than one vote per person, prevent you handing in a ballot without its corresponding certification envelope. So even if that were the case, it still wouldn't entitle someone to more than one vote.
It sounded like a mechanical error the way my listeners were describing it, and I'm sorry to hear that, but I again think you're right. Still, even if we gave everybody 10 ballots, it wouldn't be so easy for you to vote 10 times. You need 10 envelopes. Even if you have 10 envelopes, only one of them with your signature will count. If you're going to use somebody else's signature, you got to know their signature. It just goes on
right,
and on like that. So even though it's kind of analog, it sort of makes sense, and it sounds safe enough for me anyway that I'm voting by mail, but not everybody feels that way. Okay, Joe Terrio, McHenry County Clerk in Woodstock. Nice to talk to you. Let's visit again, Joe, but hopefully everybody gets out and participates and uses their constitutional right. I'm glad you joined us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.